From Minnesota Public Radio News, I'm John Wanamaker. Police in Arizona are investigating the shooting of a member of Congress. The Associated Press reporting Representative Gabrielle Giffords was shot in the head while meeting with constituents at a store in Tucson. You're listening to This American Life on Minnesota Public Radio News. We'll return to the program in a moment, but more on a breaking story out of Arizona. U.S. Representative Gabrielle Giffords was fatally shot during a public appearance today. That, according to a National Public Radio, a gunman apparently ran up to Giffords, the 40-year-old Democrat, and opened fire. That suspect was taken into custody, and several other people were shot, and some of those people were killed as well. Again, U.S. Representative Gabrielle Giffords from Arizona was fatally shot today during a public appearance in Tucson. We'll have more on the story, I'm sure, at the top of the hour. This is Minnesota Public Radio News. We're interrupting This American Life for a breaking news update. Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords and at least four other people were shot today when a gunman fired several shots into an area where the lawmaker was meeting with constituents. That shooting happened at a store in Tucson. The officials say one of the victims died soon after the attack. Initially, the report was that Congresswoman Giffords was killed. NPR just updating that information, saying that Giffords is at a local hospital in critical condition. The officials are also saying the wounded include some of Giffords' aides who were with her at the time. Giffords is 40 years old. She's a Democratic representative from Arizona. She was reelected to her third term last November. She was a member of the Arizona House and Senate before coming to Washington. Again, Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords and several other people were shot while meeting with constituents at a store in Tucson today. We'll have more on this story at the top of the hour. Minnesota Public Radio News, of course, will continue to follow this breaking story and bring you the latest as we have it.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. The status of Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords of Arizona is uncertain following a shooting in Tucson. In one report, a hospital spokesperson says the Congresswoman is undergoing surgery, but there are conflicting reports regarding her condition. She was reportedly shot point blank in the head about 3 hours ago. Buzz Conover of member station KUAZ tells us a gunman opened fire during an outdoor public event.
Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords and 9 to 10 additional people were shot this morning while she was doing what they call a Congress on your corner. She goes out when she's in town and sits in shopping malls and places like that. In this case, it's in front of a grocery store in her district, and meets with constituents, handles constituent services, hears what people think. And during that event, which was in front of a grocery store in northwest Tucson, she was shot.
Buzz Conover of member station KUAZ. University Medical Center in Tucson is due to hold a briefing this hour.
This is Minnesota Public Radio News. We're going to interrupt the splendid table for a breaking news update. We're going to bring you a live feed from radio station KJZZ in Tucson. They are covering the shooting of Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. We now bring you that feed.
Members of different political parties, as you said, will chat and engage in some small talk. So tell us a little bit about some of the conversations that you've had with Congresswoman Giffords over the years.
It's hard to remember any of the specific details. These were now, you know, conversations that are 4 or 5 years old, but just the regular kind of conversations that you would have with a friend at a Starbucks or a Subway restaurant, or sitting down at, you know, going to a movie and just talking about family, or what are you doing this weekend, or she was a regular, normal, lovely person, and you know, she was passionate about the things that she worked on politically, but beyond that, and more importantly, she was a daughter and has become a wife. She was not married to Mark when she was in the Senate, but I think she became engaged. I remember talking about with her she became engaged to be married and was excited, of course, about that. And, you know, it's just regular stuff that any two people would talk about if they were sitting across a cup of coffee or a hamburger.
Were there any instances where the two of you worked on any particular pieces of legislation, any particular issues that you both were interested in that you had worked on?
Nothing that comes specifically to mind right now, but I'm anxious to kind of dig back into the archives of the Senate during that couple of years. One of the things that really made her an outstanding legislator and has served her well as a congressperson is just the way she did it. Some of my colleagues, I hope I'm not included either, but sometimes politicians can be kind of mean. And one of Gabby's strengths was that she was never mean. Part of her effectiveness was that she was articulate, she'd smile, she was friendly, she'd work hard on the things, she was prepared, she'd do her homework, and there were many people, myself included, that probably lost an argument here or there or debate on a bill because she worked hard at what she did, but she did it in a way that she was friendly and warm, and you could tell that her interests were in trying to make Arizona better, looking out for her district. As I'm thinking through things, as she was interested in energy, we were starting to work on some things related to solar energy. Just after I left the Senate, I got into that same interest, and so I was starting to think about it even before I left. So I can remember questions about how to, create incentives in Arizona so that the solar industry could pick up and blossom like it should be, given the amount of sunshine we have here. But no matter what she was working on, she just had a way of working about it so that, you couldn't dislike her. You might disagree politically, but there were few better at doing what is often a disagreeable job, but in a very friendly way.
Well, it sounds like what you're saying is the old adage of you were able to disagree without anybody becoming disagreeable at the time.
She was one of the best at that, and I hope she continues to stay with us and build that legacy because she's just a fine person.
Arizona Secretary of State Ken Bennett joining us on the line. Secretary Bennett, thank you very much for your time and for your insights. We very much appreciate it.
Thanks, Mark.
It's KJZZ special coverage on a Saturday afternoon. Also a simulcasting on Arizona Public Radio KNAU in Flagstaff, Arizona. We've been talking about Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. She, along with several others.
You're listening to special coverage from radio station KJZZ in Arizona. This is Minnesota Public Radio News. They are covering the shooting of Arizona Representative Gabrielle Giffords. She was shot along with several other people while she was meeting with constituents in a store outside of Tucson. We now return to radio station KJZZ.
1:30, rather, about 10 minutes from now, to fill us in on some more information. We do have a statement from newly elected House Speaker John Boehner saying, quote, "I am horrified by the senseless attack on Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords and members of her staff. An attack on one who serves is an attack on all who serve. Acts and threats of violence against public officials have no place in our society. Our prayers are with Congresswoman Giffords, her staff, all who were injured, and their families. This is a sad day for our country," end quote. Again, that from newly elected House Speaker John Boehner. Also a statement from newly elected Congressman Paul Gosar. He from the Flagstaff area, Congressional District 1. He and his wife Maud released a statement saying, quote, "Today our thoughts and prayers are with Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, her family, her staff, and those injured in this horrible tragedy. Gabrielle is a selfless public servant, and we are all praying for her." Again, that from Paul and Maud Gosar. Congressman Gosar, of course, recently elected in the 1st Congressional District in Tucson. New information now from President Obama says Gabrielle Giffords is gravely wounded. That comes from an alert from the Associated Press. We will bring you the latest from the president when we have more from him. Again, this morning, Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords injured in a shooting. She was at a Safeway grocery store doing a public event in the northwest part of Tucson at Ina and Oracle Roads. Tucson Weekly reporter Jim Ninsel described an event where constituents can basically line up and bring their concerns, big and or small, to Congresswoman Giffords. She would have staff nearby try to solve some of those issues that that constituents would bring to her and try to get solutions to some of those problems. Based on reports that we have heard, a gunman approached the scene at this this outside of this grocery store in Tucson, fired indiscriminately. We have heard from eyewitnesses who heard multiple rounds of gunfire. We have differing reports on how many people were injured and what their status is. We certainly do not want to speculate about that. We did hear a while back from a spokesman for Tucson Medical Center saying that Congresswoman Giffords was in surgery after having been shot in the head. There were reports that it was at very close range. We are hoping to get some more information on that as we continue here. A news conference expected to take place in about 7 minutes at Tucson Medical Center in Phoenix, where Congresswoman Giffords was taken, along with some of the other people who were involved in that shooting. We will continue to bring you the very latest on this situation. Quick break. We'll be right back. I am Mark Brody, KJZZ.
This is Minnesota Public Radio News. You've been listening to coverage from radio station KJZZ in Phoenix about the shooting of Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. Giffords shot earlier today while meeting with constituents outside a store in Tucson, Arizona. And again, you heard that officials at the local hospital will be giving out more information, and hopefully we will be able to bring you that information when it occurs. You're listening to Minnesota Public Radio News. This is Minnesota Public Radio News. We're bringing you live breaking news coverage of the shooting of Arizona Representative Gabrielle Giffords. We're listening in on NPR member station KJZZ in Phoenix. You can also find additional coverage online at nprnews.org. Bob Collins has a post up on the NewsCut blog. There's also more at npr.org. They are following the latest on the two-way blog. Now we bring you back to station KJZZ.
Status of Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. We're now joined on the line by the spokeswoman for the Arizona Democratic Party, Jennifer Johnson. Jennifer, thank you for joining us this afternoon. What can you tell us? What do you know about what's been going on?
Well, I basically know what you know. As you know, there have been a lot of very conflicting reports over the last couple of hours, and it's a very difficult situation to wrap our hands around. It's devastating, and it's hard to put words on it, but we are also very hopeful right now because the most recent reports, as you know, are more positive than earlier ones. And so we're really looking forward to this briefing to finally get something confirmed and get some real updates.
Are you at party headquarters at this time? Can you tell us are there people gathered down there? Are people watching TV? What's going on?
I am at the University Medical Center in Tucson.
In Tucson, okay.
Yes, and we the Pima County Democrats were having an organizational meeting, and so several of us from state party headquarters are in Tucson when this happened.
And what can you tell us about the scene? Obviously, a lot of people waiting for this press conference, which is expected to take place in about 5-7 minutes or so. Can you describe for us what you're seeing and what you're hearing down there?
Obviously, there's a lot of media, a lot of interest, obviously, from state media as well as nationally and even internationally. So everyone is sort of setting up. And it's a very somber scene here.
What are some of the people down there saying? Are there people who are talking about interactions they've had with Gabrielle Giffords? I hate to use the word memories because it has a connotation of somebody not being with us anymore. But are people talking about their memories of her? What their interactions with her?
No, and what's happening right now is that everyone is very hopeful based on the most recent reports, and all we are focused on is sending our prayers and thoughts to the Congress, all the people who are affected today, families. We have to hold out hope, and that's what we're going to do right now. That's the only thing we're focusing on.
Jennifer Johnson, spokeswoman for the Arizona Democratic Party. Jennifer, thank you for joining us today. We very much appreciate it.
Thank you.
I'm Mark Brody with KJZZ News. We are simulcasting this afternoon on KNAU, Arizona Public Radio in Flagstaff. We are awaiting the press conference at University Medical Center. We're expecting that in about 5 minutes or so to update us on the status of Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. If you have just joined us and haven't heard, she was at a public event this morning, kind of a scaled-down version of a town hall where constituents would come up and address concerns to the congresswoman and her staff to try to get some resolution. A gunman approached. Several people were shot, Congresswoman Giffords among them. She apparently was shot in the head. We are awaiting a status update on how she is doing and how we had heard a while back that she was in surgery at University Medical Center. We don't know if we will have any more information about how that surgery went at University Medical Center. We are, as I said, awaiting details from that. We also have heard from U.S. Capitol Police, the Associated Press, reporting that the shooter is in custody here in Arizona. That according to U.S. Capitol Police. We will continue to bring you the very latest on this situation. We will bring you information from as many people as we can. We are lining up as many people as we possibly can to bring you the very latest details. We do have a reporter on the ground in Tucson at University Medical Center who will have the very latest. On the television, we just saw an image of the press conference room at University Medical Center, where we are expecting to hear information momentarily, hopefully within the next 4 or 5 minutes, about the latest status on Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. We now have, from the Associated Press, a statement from President Obama. He calls the shooting an unspeakable tragedy, and that such, quote, a senseless and terrible act of violence has no place in free society. We have information that 3 hours after the shooting, the shopping center, it's an L-shaped shopping center in Tucson, was blocked off by police, had fire trucks and other vehicles in its parking lot that's blocking the view of the store's front door. The shooting taking place in front of a Safeway grocery store in Tucson. We also have from law enforcement, no shell casing could be seen from the area 500 yards from the store where reporters and photographers were kept. We did hear earlier from some sound witnesses, not eyewitnesses, but sound witnesses from a retail store just in that same shopping center hearing gunfire going off. We now have from the Associated Press also a spokesman for Congresswoman Gifford, C.J. Kara Morgan, saying that the congresswoman was in surgery as of 1 o'clock local time, that's 42 minutes ago, and that an unspecified number of staff members of Giffords were injured in the shooting. The spokesman saying is no other information on the conditions of the injured or on the circumstances of the shooting. Congressional officials are saying that an aide to Congresswoman Giffords was killed and that an unknown number of other people were injured, including staffers to the lawmaker. We are also hoping, obviously, to get some more information from both law enforcement and medical officials at University Medical Center when we have the press conference there in just a couple of minutes. We're expecting that in about 2 minutes. Was scheduled for 1:30, pushed back to 1:45. We will bring you that press conference live here on KJZZ and on KNAU Arizona Public Radio as soon as that starts. Again, a spokesman for Congresswoman Gifford saying that as of 1 o'clock this afternoon, about 43 minutes ago, she was in surgery. We had heard that also from a spokesman from University Medical Center, Congresswoman Giffords, shot in the head this morning, along with other people in the area of Ina and Oracle Roads in Tucson.
This is Minnesota Public Radio News. Again, we're bringing you live breaking news coverage of the shooting of Representative Gabrielle Giffords. Giffords and several other people were shot outside a store in Tucson, Arizona earlier today. We're listening in on NPR member station KJZZ in Phoenix. And you can also find more coverage on this incident online at nprnews.org. Bob Collins is posting up on the NewsCut blog. Also more at npr.org. They are following the latest on the two-way blog. We now bring you back to radio station KJZZ.
A few hours after the House vote to approve the health care law in March, someone either kicked or shot out a glass door and a window. Despite the animosity that she's generated from the right, Giffords has described herself as a former Republican and current Blue Dog Democrat. In fact, we heard from former Senate President Ken Bennett, now Secretary of State Ken Bennett, talking about the ability of Congresswoman Giffords to work both sides of the aisle, work with Democrats, work with Republicans during her time in the state Senate. Again, we do not have a motive at this point. All of the information about vandalism, what had happened at her office last year, any information we have, we do not have a motive. We want to be very clear that we are not speculating about who the person that committed the shooting is or might be, or what his or her situation is. We don't know right now the current situation of Congresswoman Giffords or the staff members or other people who were affected by the shooting, who were also shot earlier this morning. We are awaiting a news conference from University University Medical Center in Tucson, where we are expecting to hear, hoping to hear, quite frankly, law enforcement and medical information from people who are on the scene. We do have a reporter there. We will bring you the press conference live when it begins. We are expecting it any minute now to happen from University Medical Center in Tucson. Again, we had a statement just a little while ago from President Barack Obama calling the shooting, quote, an unspeakable tragedy, also saying that, quote, such a senseless and terrible act of violence has no place in a free society. We also hear from law enforcement that the shopping center in Tucson where this took place, it was at the intersection or in the area of Ina and Oracle Roads in Tucson. The shopping center, it's an L-shaped shopping center. You've probably driven by a lot of them here in the valley or in Flagstaff. It was blocked off by police and had fire trucks and other vehicles in its parking lot. We heard a little while ago from KJZZ's Michel Marisco, who was on the scene. He estimated there were about 300 cars in the parking lot, and he had said that to the extent that it is possible to lock down an open parking lot environment like that, that law enforcement had in fact done that, that people had not been coming or going during the time that the shooting had, from the time the shooting had taken place until the time that he was there, which was not all that long ago. Again, we are waiting for a news conference from University Medical Center in Tucson. We are hoping to hear the very latest on the condition of Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. Staff members of hers, a spokesman for Congresswoman Giffords, saying that that some of her staff members, an unspecified number of staff members, were also injured in the shooting this morning, the event that the Congresswoman was holding. As Jim Ninsel described it from Tucson Weekly earlier on our coverage, the kind of event where people would sort of line up and basically wait in line one by one. The Congresswoman would talk to the people who are waiting in line to find out what their concerns were, what their issues were that they wanted or needed help in resolving, and staff members nearby to try to take notes and try to take down contact information, that sort of thing, so that they could follow up and try to resolve the situation as best they could. As a spokesman for Congresswoman Giffords said that as of 1 o'clock local time here in Arizona, 47 minutes ago, that Congresswoman Giffords was in surgery after the shooting, that an unspecified number of her staff members were also injured in the shooting, but no information on the conditions of the injured or on the circumstances of the shooting. We have also heard through the Associated Press from congressional officials who did say that an aide to Congresswoman Giffords was killed in the shooting and that an unknown number of other people were injured, including staffers for Congresswoman Giffords. Again, we are hoping to clear some of this up and get some definitive information from both law enforcement and from medical personnel at University Medical Center in Tucson. We are awaiting this press conference, which should be starting any moment now. From University Medical Center in Tucson. We do not know who the shooter is. We do know via the Associated Press from the U.S. Capitol Police, who say that the shooter is in custody. That is all we know at this point. Hopefully, we will be getting some more information on that person as a part of this press conference. But again, no, we do not want to speculate about motive. We do not want to speculate on people involved. We do not want to speculate about the condition of any of the people involved. We are surely hoping to get some more definitive information from the people involved at the University Medical Center press conference that we are awaiting, scheduled to start just about 4 minutes ago, and we will bring it to you live as soon as it begins. In case you're just joining us, in case you haven't been with us, Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, a Democrat from the 8th Congressional District in the Tucson area, was shot this morning. She was holding a public event, a Congress in Your Corner kind of event outside of a grocery store in Tucson, the northwest side of the city. A gunman, based on reports that we have, we will, as I said, hopefully get some more information for you at this news conference, which we are awaiting. A gunman approached the scene. We heard from witnesses who heard multiple gunshots. We do know that Congresswoman Giffords was shot as of 1 o'clock. She was undergoing surgery at University Medical Center. And we also know that other people who were around her were also shot, including an unspecified number of staffers for Congresswoman Giffords and other people as well. We are, as I said, awaiting the press conference at University Medical Center. We are hoping to bring that to you just as quickly as it starts, which we are hoping will be very, very quickly. We heard earlier in a statement from House Speaker John Boehner, the newly installed Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, Republican from Ohio. He said, quote, "I am horrified by the senseless attack on Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords and members of her staff. An attack on one who serves is an attack on all who serve. Acts and threats of violence against public officials have no place in our society. Our prayers are with Congresswoman Giffords, her staff, all who are injured, and their families." John Boehner saying this is a sad day for our country. We also heard from one of Congresswoman Giffords' colleagues in the U.S. House, Paul Gosar, recently elected from the 1st Congressional District in the Flagstaff area, saying, quote, "Today, our thoughts and prayers are with Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, her family, her staff, and those injured in this horrible tragedy. Gabrielle is a selfless public servant, and we are all praying for her." That coming from Congressman Paul Gosar and his wife, Maude. Paul Gosar, the dentist, recently elected to Congress, sworn in to Congress. Well, we now know that the press conference, the reason it hasn't started yet, it was supposed to start at 1:30, then 1:45. We now understand that it has been moved to 2 o'clock. The head trauma surgeon is not yet ready to talk yet. That is the information that we are getting from University Medical Center in Tucson. Again, as soon as the press conference starts, we will bring it to you live. We will have as much information for you as we possibly can. We do also have a reporter on the scene there who we will be checking in with after the press conference has concluded to find out what all we learned. Again, Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, as of 1 o'clock, a spokesman for Congresswoman Giffords confirming that Congresswoman Giffords was in surgery. She was shot this morning. We believe she was shot in the head this morning at a public event in Tucson at outside of a Safeway grocery store in a shopping center in Tucson. We heard from KJZZ's Michelle Marisco, who was on the scene a bit after the shooting happened, saying that he estimated there were about 300 cars in that parking lot and that nobody was being allowed to leave, that law enforcement fire from the area had basically blocked off.
This is Minnesota Public Radio News. We are bringing you live coverage of the shooting of Representative Gabrielle Giffords, that shooting happening in Tucson, Arizona. We're listening in on NPR member station KJZZ in Phoenix. You can also find additional coverage on the event online at nprnews.org. Bob Collins live blogging on the News Cut blog. Also more at npr.org. They are following the latest on the two-way blog. Now back to radio station KJZZ.
Yeah, there's an alcove or a porch, and it was located there. There were a number of flags, the American flag. There was a banner that said Representative Gabrielle Giffords for Congress, those types of things. So there were also posters, flyers, other tables that had material on them out in front. So
did the shooter come out of the store, or did he come up from the...
I don't honestly know that answer. I'm only going to take two more questions, folks, and then we'll do this again at 6. Yes, sir. There was a federal employee who was very seriously injured. I'm not aware. I don't know that. Last question. Well, please understand that this is a dynamic event, and it's still evolving, and I wanted to give you some semblance of what we've done so far, what we know has transpired, and what really is releasable. And I'm sure you realize the fact we can't always release all the details, even though we know some of that you want to know from us. The sheriff, Clarence Dubnyk, will be here at 6 o'clock. He will be sitting here with other law enforcement agencies that are involved in this investigation, and we will go over this entire story, and there may be some more information where we learn between now and then. That's only a few hours from now. Okay, thank you very much, folks. Appreciate your patience.
And you've been listening to a pretty brief news conference there by Rick Castigar. He's with the Pima County Sheriff's Department. He just wanted to try to clarify some information coming in. We had spoken to him earlier, actually just a short while ago on the telephone. He told us that there were 18 people that have been shot in this incident, and 6 people are dead. And we know that Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords is undergoing surgery at this time at a hospital, and we're anticipating to get a press conference going there shortly where we will learn the conditions of others who have been brought there. Dana Bash is back with us now, and Dana, go ahead.
Well, Marty, we...
This is Minnesota Public Radio News. We are bringing you live breaking news coverage of the shooting of Representative Gabrielle Giffords. And we're listening in on the NPR member station KGZZ in Phoenix. You can find additional coverage online at nprnews.org. And again, Representative Giffords and several other people were shot earlier today when Giffords was meeting with constituents outside a store in Phoenix. We have been told by the Associated Press that a federal judge is among those who have died. As of 1 o'clock local time in Tucson, the representative was in surgery in critical condition. She had been shot in the head. And President Obama, I should say, calling it a senseless act. Also, an aide to Gabrielle Giffords has died in an attack in Tucson. Giffords, 40 years old, was reelected to a third term in November. She edged out a Tea Party favorite. Officials say the FBI and local law enforcement officials are investigating the attack. Again, Arizona Representative Gabrielle Giffords shot earlier today. We now return to radio station KJZZ.
Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords was shot this morning at an event in Tucson. At a public event in Tucson, we do not know what her condition is. We do know that as of 1 o'clock, she was in surgery. We also heard from a spokesman for the congresswoman that an unspecified number of staff members were also shot. We do not know their condition. We are hoping to get that information as soon as we possibly can for you. The situation is that we do know that that the shooter is in custody. We do know that from the Arizona Capitol Police. We heard earlier from President Barack Obama calling the shooting, quote, an unspeakable tragedy, saying that, quote, such a senseless and terrible act of violence has no place in a free society. We also heard from the new House Speaker, John Boehner, Republican of Ohio, saying, quote, I am horrified by the senseless attack on Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords and members of her staff. Quote, an attack on one who serves is an attack on all who serves. Acts and threats of violence against public officials have no place in our society. Continuing that, our prayers are with Congresswoman Giffords, her staff, all who were injured, and their families. This is a sad day for our country. That coming from the newly installed House Speaker, John Boehner of Ohio. Again, this was really a week in Washington, D.C. of a celebration. We saw lots of pomp and ceremony going on with the new Congress coming in, the Republicans taking control of Congress for the first time in a few years. There was a lot of ceremony with the swearing in. We heard the members of Congress reading the U.S. Constitution on the floor of the U.S. House. This was since being sworn in, obviously, Congresswoman Giffords' first weekend back in her district, and that this was obviously her first public event since that happening. We now have an update from the Associated Press saying people familiar with the investigation tell the Associated Press that the gunman held in the shooting of Representative Giffords and others has been identified as Jared Loeffner. Little information is known immediately about him, including background or a possible motive in the attack. U.S. officials provided his name, spoke to the AP on condition of anonymity because they were not obviously authorized to release it publicly. Still awaiting some details. We do not know much, if anything, about the shooter. We do not know a motive. We do not know the situation exactly as it transpired immediately before the shooting. But we are in